It's time to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire Council District with Mayor Maurice Collison. Maurice, how are we doing?
Very well, thank you.
Did you have a respectful, enjoyable Anzac Day long weekend, mate?
I had a great Anzac Day.
Excellent. We will talk about how that went locally in just a moment. First of all, you got some reticulation meetings again.
Yeah, we talked about this before, Andrew. It's just the water to the villages. So Parkville on May 2, Murundi May 3, Winsen Hall on May 4, and the Scan Council Chambers. That's to go back, get some community feedback again on what we plan, and you can jump on information on the Facebook, on the webpage, and find out exactly what's going on and the times for those meetings.
I'll tell you what, it's nice to see Glenbourne just a smidge off 100% at the moment, isn't it?
It was great. I was out there over Easter, as I said, and it was great to see it back up to the high mark.
Excellent work. So over the weekend, there was some good news from the sale yards.
Yeah, the agents in Scan held a special park sale on Saturday, and it was great. I mean, a heifer apparently made a record price of $100,000.
Whoa!
So this is a great for their little small country sale yards, and it's a great area up there. And congratulations to the vendor and the agents. It certainly puts the Upper Hunter on the map.
$100,000. I'm in the wrong game, I think. Mates, Anzac Day on Monday, of course. How did the events go in the Upper Hunter Shire?
Went well. My fellow councillors informed me everything was well attended. I went to the Anzac Dawn Service in Scone and then out to the Warbird Attraction Centre to see the planes out there. And how lucky we were to see that Spitfire take off and go right down to Singleton, back over Musselbrook, Aberdeen and Scone. And everyone talked about that since that unbelievable day.
Mate, everybody I've spoken about has had the same thing to say. They were absolutely stunned by the pilot that flew across the Upper Hunter. So, well done. Who was that mouse man?
Well, he was the very experienced Paul Bennett, flew the Spitfire, and he certainly put a show on. He came back to Scone and put a show on for us out there with 100 people booked in out of the Warbirds Attraction Centre.
Speaking of Warbirds, you've got something very special happening this week.
Yes, a former World War II and Spitfire pilot, Jock Kasslis, will be visiting the Upper Hunter Warbirds this week. He turns 99 in a couple of months, and he will be reunited with the Spitfire which he flew in World War II. Now, this is an incredible tale. Apparently he was shot down, taken a prisoner of war by Germany for a number of years. But we're going to have him up here this week, and he come up to the air show, and it'd be great to catch up with him and have a good yarn.
That will be absolutely amazing. That's history that mustn't be missed, because you're not going to get many more chances to see that. And the fact that you'd be able to reunite this pilot with his plane, that's brilliant, mate. Well done.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's very exciting.
All right, Maurice, as always, thank you very much for keeping us up to date with what's doing around the district. We'll speak next week.
Thank you very much.